This weather update is being brought to you by Thumb Office Supply of Bad Axe. Big enough to meet your needs and small enough to care. Because one of the deep secrets of life is all that is really worth doing is what we do for others. That is Thumb Office Supply of Bad Axe. Once again, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and a look at some local news, beginning with the Bad Axe Police Department and the Tuscola County Sheriffs, who have issued alerts in regard to a recent surge in scam attempts targeting local residents. As a matter of fact, in an example shared recently by the Bad Axe Police Department, residents have reported receiving fraudulent smishing messages claiming outstanding balances and threatening late fees for unpaid toll fees. These messages urge recipients to visit a suspicious website to settle the alleged invoice. A Caro resident also reported receiving a similar scam message, prompting Tuscola County sheriffs to issue a warning to their residents. In response, local authorities emphasized the importance of never sharing personal or financial information with unknown sources. The city of Bad Axe echoed this sentiment on Facebook, urging residents to remain vigilant and avoid falling victims to such scams. In fact, if you do get such a call, contact your local authority. Well, it's just about time for students to learn what rural life was like in the Thumb back in the early 1900s. The annual school tours of the Thumb Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum will start on Wednesday, May 15th, the 16th, and the 17th. The tours will offer a unique educational learning experience for students from preschool on up through eighth grade. Hundreds of children from throughout the state will attend the unusual learning experience that brings what rural life was like more than a century ago. The theme for this year is called A Century Jewel. In recognition of the barn's 100th anniversary, students will get to experience what attending a one-room school was like and so much more. We'll be back with more news on Thumb Broadcasting right after this.
We've all had that moment. The cell phone slips from your hand, you fumble to catch it, but it hits the ground. If you're lucky, the phone survives the fall unharmed. However, if you weren't so lucky, there is a very good chance you are left with an ugly scratch or a shattered screen on your phone. Leaving your device with a shattered screen can cause more serious problems over time, such as dead spots, backlight malfunction, dark spots, and discoloration. Not to mention, continued cell phone use with a cracked screen can eventually lead to complete loss of functionality. Time for a new cell phone? Not necessarily. The best way to repair your cracked screen without risking further damage is to bring it to a professional repair service. Thumb Office Supply not only repairs computers, they also repair damaged devices such as phones and tablets. Their trained technicians at Thumb Office Supply can diagnose your problem and will let you know if they can fix your screen quickly and safely. Stop in at Thumb Office Supply in Bad Axe to have their technicians assess your damaged device today.
Witness testimony in Donald Trump's criminal trial has advanced with the executive director of the C-SPAN Archives, and Keith Davidson, that is a lawyer who represented former Playboy model Karen McDougal and porn actor Stormy Daniels in hush money negotiations, among those taking the stand. McDougal and Daniels have alleged extramarital sexual encounters with Trump, which he denies. Charges in the case center on $130,000 in payments Trump's company made to Michael Cohen. Prosecutors say Trump falsified the true nature of those payments in business, recording them as legal expenses. Trump has pled not guilty to 34 felony counts. Rapidly climbing sales of the new obesity drug Zepbound and its counterpart for diabetes, Mounjaro, pushed Eli Lilly to a better-than-expected first-quarter profit. The drug maker also hiked its forecast for 2024 well beyond analyst expectations after sales of Mounjaro more than tripled in this year's first quarter. Lilly said it was still dealing with supply issues as strong demand for the Zepbound and Mounjaro outpacing its production hikes. But the company expects its most significant increases to incur in the back half of this year. Shares of Lilly jumped today after the company detailed those results. That news update is being brought to you by Thumb Office Supply of Bad Axe. They're big enough to meet your needs and small enough to care, because one of the deep secrets of life is this: all that is really worth doing is what we do for others. That is Thumb Office Supply of Bad Axe. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, make sure you visit thumbnet.net.